Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We end this program with a conversation with a diplomat from Belgium with the many challenges ahead. Belgium began an official three-day period of mourning yesterday as the nation attempts to recover from Tuesday's deadly bombings in Brussels. An intelligence failure following the success of Friday's raid, which captured Salah Abdeslam, an architect of the Paris attacks. The tragedy adds pressure to a country already mired in a history of political divide formed along linguistic and cultural lines for over a century. How will Belgium move forward? Joining me now to discuss Belgium's future is the Ambassador and Consul General of Belgium, Mark Kalkoen. Welcome, Ambassador.
Thank you.
And let me say, just right off the bat, our grief, your grief, our prayers, your prayers. This is a period of mourning. Your thoughts?
Indeed, we are really not used to this kind of situations because Belgium used to be a very peaceful country. We never had this kind of attacks. It's the worst one since the world wars that we were going through. And that's already a very long time ago. We had some instances of domestic violence and domestic terrorism in the 80s, but that was nothing compared to what we have now. Of course, we are not alone in this because many other countries and many other cities, both in Europe and across the world, have gone through this kind of attacks. But still, it's a big shock. We were kind of maybe expecting it, but still it came as a surprise, the scale of it, the timing of it, and also the places that they chose and the rapidity with which they acted.
There was so much talk about how expected this was, that, Belgium's luck had run out. I'm wondering if that does relate to the history of being invaded twice in the 20th century. When the armies move, they step into Belgium first. Not so much the case in the 21st century, but if the shoe's going to fall, it's going to hit Belgium. That's a sense that I get from all of the leaders in Belgium reacting to this.
We have our geography. We are located at the center of Europe. We are located at the nexus of north and south, east and west in Europe. And then, of course, we have always been an open and cosmopolitan country. And Brussels is one of the most cosmopolitan cities in the world, with I think that every nationality is really there. And I just saw the news reports that like 40 or more than 40 nationalities are implicated in these attacks as victims. So that just shows that we always have been a very open society through which people pass. People come to us. We have always welcomed people. And we have had a lot of immigration. We have had many people coming from Northern African countries. We've always welcomed them. Most of them have behaved like you and I do normally. But unfortunately, there are some rotten apples that have chosen to act otherwise.
Does the multilingual quality of Belgium create a security risk in the sense that people can disappear into enclaves? And in fact, Malbec is something of an enclave. At least that's how it was described after the Paris attacks, where people could move relatively freely from in and out of that neighborhood into operational terrorist status in the midst of Paris.
I don't think that our constitutional system as such makes for this kind of situation that people can just disappear. It's rather a fact that we had a lot of people immigrating, and then like in other cities, both in Europe and in the United States, I think some old industrial locations are being left by the natives, and then they're taken over by immigrants or they decay. In this case, in Brussels, so many people from Northern African descent went to live there. I don't think that our linguistic divisions are the cause of it. They might make it more difficult for the police and the security forces to work together and to get the grip on things, because you have to work in many different languages, and it all makes the situation more difficult. But I don't think that this is a big contributing factor.
Although you describe that decaying infrastructure and changes in industrial economies and the abandoned factories, that sort of thing, become opportunities for people to move into who are immigrants, maybe not natives. There was a comparison on this program yesterday. A French Middle Eastern analyst described what's going on in Belgium as not dissimilar to the chaos in Somalia that becomes a breeding ground for terrorist chaos. It was a shocking comparison that he made very casually, accounting for the fact that he's French and French love to make judgments. Nevertheless, do you think?
Indeed, I'm a bit surprised coming from a French citizen to make such kind of statements. I think they should maybe also look closely at home, because the banlieues of Paris are not exactly the example of good living together and of being without strife and without problems. But notwithstanding this, well, it is a problem. We have not always succeeded in integrating well these people, sometimes because these people do not want to integrate themselves, sometimes because we were unable to, sometimes because we were not really successful in doing it. So there's many explanations that you can give for that.
And assimilation is a two-way responsibility, the immigrant and the embrace of the country that mm-hmm. is hosting.
Yes, certainly. Yes, yes. And from the other side, it is expected that you respect everyone, that you respect the cultural, religious, and other difference that there might be. But you might also expect that the people who come to you live in peace and make a normal life.
Who in your family and friends in Belgium was closest to the bombings yesterday?
Well, we have a son, and so he was working one station away from where the Malbec metro station. And so when we heard it early in the morning, we tried to call him, but he did not answer. But that's a kind of youngster who does not always pick up the phone when his parents call. So
You smile now, but I don't think you were smiling yesterday.
No, well, not really. But anyway, so but he had to start work very early, and he was busy at work, and he didn't even know what had happened until people started contacting him later on, and then we heard that everything was okay. But of course, life is difficult because there's no public transportation and so on in the city. So I think for the coming days, many people in Belgium will be stuck in a difficult situation. And in general, I think that it's a kind of our lifestyle that will have to change, because we were always very easygoing. We were laid back as a people normally. And I don't know in what sense this will have to change or this will change.
Well, certainly you were lucky. Others not so lucky in Belgium. Our heart goes out to them. Mark Kalkoen, Ambassador and Consul General of Belgium since 2012. Thank you so much.
Thank you.